According to drug enforcement officials, freshman Congressman Trey Radel purchased 3.5 grams of cocaine from an undercover agent late last month during a federal sting operation. Charges against Radel were announced Tuesday. He told a D.C. Superior Court judge that he has, quote, hit a bottom and said he needs help. Radel said he's already receiving addiction counseling. He admitted in a statement he is struggling with alcoholism. Radel gave no sign he plans to resign. He told the judge he wants to, quote, continue serving this country. Back home in Southwest Florida, area residents have been responding to news of charges against Radel. Many claim they are outraged and are urging the Tea Party favorite to resign. However, local Tea Party activist Kathy Jones says her community doesn't want him to step down.
I'm just devastated at some of the comments that I'm reading in response to various news articles. Every email or phone call that I've gotten from our members or those who know me have all been supportive of Trey.
Jones said she helped the congressman kick off his campaign last year. Terry Miller, chair of the Lee County Republican Party, says he thinks it's too soon to discuss whether Radel should step down. He said he's, quote, disappointed and disheartened by the news, but his main concern right now is that Radel get the help he needs.
Once he's into that process, he can sit down and start having those conversations with himself and his family. And at that time, I'm certainly willing to sit at that table and give counsel on that. But as right now, sitting here today, I think it's just premature to make any determinations on my part with that.
Both the Florida Democratic Party and the Lee County Democratic Party said in written statements that Radel should resign immediately. Republican Party of Florida Chairman Lenny Curry said he's, quote, deeply disappointed in Congressman Radel's choices, but he's glad he's getting help. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.